know what I want to do when I grow up. Maybe God would like it if I became a missionary or a pastor.
No matter what you do for a job, you can work for God's glory through your job. Do you know what you want to do when you grow up? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Maybe you want to be a musician, a doctor, or a teacher when you grow up. Maybe you even want to be a pastor or someone who works in a church. No matter what you do for a job, be sure to allow God to use you and the abilities that He's given you in the best way possible. Remember, He's given you special gifts and talents that can be used for His glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Our story today is called When I Grow Up. Ian frowned as he crumpled up another piece of paper and threw it in the recycling bin. "I'm supposed to write about a couple of jobs I might like to do when I grow up," he said. "I thought about being a professional baseball player or maybe a photographer like Dad, but the chances of me playing pro baseball aren't very good, and I don't really want to be a photographer, no offense to Dad or anything." "Well, I know Dad doesn't expect you to do what he does," Mom assured him. "God has given you talents of your own to use for Him." "Maybe I should want to be a pastor or a missionary," said Ian. "God would probably want me to do something like that, wouldn't He?" Motioning for Ian to follow, Mom got up and walked to the kitchen window. She pointed to a tree in the backyard. "What kind of fruit does that tree out there produce?" she asked. Ian looked at his mother suspiciously. "Apples, of course. It's an apple tree, Mom." Mom nodded. "Yes, and apple trees produce apples, not some other kind of fruit. And they don't struggle to do it. They automatically produce apples because that's what God made them to do. That applies to you, too." "Yeah, but I'm not an apple tree," said Ian with a grin. Mom smiled. "No, you're not. So God doesn't expect you to produce apples, and He doesn't expect you to act like somebody you're not either. Whatever you end up doing for a career, working as a lawyer, farmer, missionary, businessman, factory worker, pastor, or whatever, you can share the love of God with others through what you do. He wants Christians serving Him in every field of work. The Holy Spirit is already doing His own work in your life so that you will produce spiritual fruit that points people to Jesus in everything you do, both now and when you grow up." "Well, that does make me feel better," said Ian, "but I still don't know what to write for my paper." "Think about things you like to do and things you do well," suggested Mom. "Those are pretty good clues to help you begin to understand what God may lead you to do for Him someday." So how about you? What are you good at? What do you like to do? Your interests may change over time, but keep praying about these things and keep working at the things you enjoy doing. Be willing to let God use you and the abilities He's given you in any way He sees fit. Trust Him to help you share His love and point people to Jesus in whatever you do, both now and in the future. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 10:31.
"Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God."
And our key thought for today, use your talents for God. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to sharing the truth of the gospel. As Angel shares, our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. The programs encourage us to love and live for Jesus and to build a firm foundation on God's truth. You can partner with Keys for Kids Radio to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Give today with a $5 monthly donation to help spread the gospel to families around the world. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.